Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a new task force has been created to address homelessness in the Chippewa Valley. We'll hear from Republican State Legislator Karen Hurd, who this week was appointed to the Joint Finance Committee, and also Democratic State Representative-elect Christian Phelps of the 93rd Assembly District. An Eau Claire small business says they're bracing for the potential Trump tariffs. And we'll hear from both Governor Evers and his wife, as well as a Republican state senator in this week's weekly radio addresses. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. The Eau Claire Area Chamber of Commerce, Eau Claire County Department of Human Services, and the Eau Claire City County Health Department this week joined forces to lead a community-wide collaborative effort to address homelessness. Key leaders from local organizations, businesses, nonprofits, government agencies, and those with lived and living experiences came together to align efforts, build trust, and create meaningful solutions to one of the Chippewa Valley's most urgent challenges, homelessness. Yes, homelessness impacts individuals and families across Eau Claire, creating ripple effects throughout the community. Solving this complex issue requires collective action and innovative thinking. Angela Weideman, director of the Eau Claire County Human Services, tells WEAU-TV.
We have a lot of people in the Eau Claire community who really care about housing and want to see things shift.
The director of the Eau Claire City County Health Department, Liska Giese, tells WEAU.
This has been an opportunity today to really get Eau Claire leaders together that are impacted in one way or another by people experiencing homelessness in this community.
The president and CEO of the Eau Claire Area Chamber of Commerce, David Miner, says they recognize that past efforts to address homelessness have faced challenges, often due to misalignment and a lack of shared vision. Miner says this new cooperative approach is about resetting the conversation and building the relationships and strategies needed to create sustainable change.
We're going to take a new path. We're going to collaborate. We're going to build a program. We're going to build a concept and a plan that everybody can buy into so our community understands we are dealing with this issue.
Miner says one of the catalysts for this initiative was the more than 500 community members who attended the local September showing of the film Beyond the Bridge, A Solution to Homelessness, a documentary that highlighted communities that have made significant progress in reducing chronic homelessness. The film was brought to the area through the efforts and funding of the Pablo Foundation, the Pablo Center, the Eau Claire Community Foundation, and the UW-Eau Claire Center for Racial and Restorative Justice, CC We Adapt and Home for Good. Among the communities on which the documentary focused was Milwaukee County, where Housing Administrator James Matthey has led a coordinated effort to implement a successful Housing First approach. Miner tells WEAU.
It's not up to the city. It's not up to the county. It's not up to any individual nonprofit who's been dealing with homelessness for the last 10 years. This is a community issue, and together we will solve this.
The collaborative held an initial leadership meeting this past Wednesday, where Matthey joined the local leaders to begin the collaborative's focus on four key objectives. One, building a shared understanding of Eau Claire's current reality for those experiencing homelessness, informed by data, frontline perspectives, and lived experiences. Two, exploring the benefits of collaboration to create solutions that are sustainable, efficient, and impactful. Three, developing a shared vision for what this cooperative effort is working to achieve, ensuring that voices of those with lived experience are central to shaping the strategy. And four, committing to a new way of working together through a unified and actionable plan to address homelessness in Eau Claire. Giese says homelessness is not just a housing issue, it's a public health issue, a workforce issue, and a community-wide challenge. She says by working collaboratively, we can tackle this from all angles, ensuring a more comprehensive and compassionate approach. This week's gathering represents the start of a new chapter in Miner says this week's gathering represents the start of a new chapter in Eau Claire efforts to address homelessness. He says it's about moving beyond isolated efforts to embrace a collective, solutions-driven approach. Meanwhile, this week, Republican State Representative Karen Hurd was appointed by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss to serve on the Joint Finance Committee for the upcoming legislative session. Hurd tells Chippewa Valley This Week.
I'm humbled by the trust Speaker Voss has placed in me to serve as a member of the Joint Finance Committee.
Hurd says,
I'm excited for this opportunity and look forward to being a part of the JFC team.
The Joint Finance Committee is charged with crafting the biennial state budget and is the principal legislative committee charged with the review of all state appropriations and revenues.
I look forward to the task of balancing the state budget and ensuring our state's finances remain strong. We will work to strengthen Wisconsin's economy. I'm honored to be a voice for rural Wisconsin when we make these impactful budgetary decisions.
Heard was one of seven legislators that attended a Eau Claire Chamber of Commerce holiday legislative breakfast and discussion this past Friday. We asked her what her top priorities are heading into the new legislative session.
At the top is children, the children of Wisconsin. And so they are our future. You know, that's a common saying that everybody, you know, spits out. But we have to help them so that they are... Like you were, you know, you served at Crestview. You know, we're trying to raise children up to be, you know, stable and have good moral base. And so we have got to help our children to get there. And right now they're falling through the cracks. And, you know, when we have over 200 homeless children in Eau Claire, when the school bus has to stop at a car and the kids crawl out of the back seat, this will break your heart. So all this type of stuff has got to be addressed. And so I'm very pleased to be in the position I am on the Joint Finance Committee and with oversight of the policy that deals with all of children and families, because that's the core of our entire society is the family. And so I'm very focused on that.
Representative Hurd currently represents the 68th Assembly District and was elected to serve the new 69th District for the upcoming legislative session. The new 69th District includes all of Clark County and portions of Chippewa, Marathon, and Taylor counties. Meanwhile, the lone Democrat at Friday's chamber gathering was Democratic State Representative-elect Christian Phelps of the 93rd Assembly District, who tells Chippewa Valley This Week.
The last month and a half has been kind of a whirlwind of getting ready to govern in a very different looking legislature. There are actually more incoming Democrats than there are incumbent Democrats in the caucus, and we gained more seats than we had in 50 years at least, which means that we can bring a lot of new perspectives and govern in a way that I think actually builds and grows community in our actual districts. My number one goal is basically to have my office be a tool within the Capitol for movement building that I know is already happening outside the Capitol, because that's kind of what the background that I come from, and it's what we've kind of been missing the most, is like some allies in that building. So and policy-wise, I was glad we had an opportunity to talk about some of the most popular and most moral things that we should be doing with our resources at the state level. As a public education person, a big one for me is just funding our public schools, making sure that children have the resources they need to thrive. I think it's morally unacceptable that the state reimburses about 32% of what it costs to administer special ed in public schools right now. That is a mandated service, and it's also a service that children simply deserve. And fully funding it would cost only a fraction of the current surplus. So I'm looking forward to movement building with people outside the Capitol, telling the hard truths about issues like that and making sure that people are really engaged, and hopefully pushing on some of the policy priorities like funding public schools that we can get done.
Meanwhile, Representative-elect Christian Phelps says
the most urgent issue in the Chippewa Valley has been the impact of the hospital and clinic closures. And so we've already been talking about, releasing the $15 million that's already been allocated but hasn't come to the community for emergency hospital funding. But also putting into the budget, hopefully, a much broader investment in healthcare writ large. A lot of new members actually have come to me and said, what if this happens in my community? Like, I've been watching what happened in the Chippewa Valley. How are you all doing? You know, people, beds are out in the bays, in the hallways. People are being sent to other parts of the state. Rural EMS is very slow because it's having to pick up a broader percentage of the healthcare, health emergencies in our community. So I think there are some policy issues that caused that problem, and I want to reinstate oversight of hospitals and insurance and make sure that we like treat healthcare like the human right it is. But in the short term, get the funding out where it needs to be so that we don't have these shortages and closures. Osseo Fairchild, Eau Claire area, Menominee area, those are three of the districts that are in the 93rd now that have had operational referendums on their ballots in the past year. And hundreds of school districts across Wisconsin have had operational referendums very recently. And 78% of the ones on the ballots in this fall election passed, which tells me people want their resources to go to children and public schools. And the only reason they haven't is because of a gerrymandered legislature that doesn't listen to the will of the people. So I think those two things are things that I want to make into top priorities, both communications-wise and policy-wise, that will affect the Chippewa Valley.
Democratic State Representative-elect Christian Phelps of Eau Claire. And finally, as the new year quickly approaches, Wisconsin business owners and shoppers alike are expressing some concern about the prospect of tariffs from the incoming administration that might affect both their livelihoods and their families. Eau Claire Outdoors is a shop that sells gear for camping and backwoods experiences. Owner Kate Felton says she carries products manufactured both in the U.S. and elsewhere. She's concerned about shoppers being able to afford the brands she stocks if U.S. manufacturers increase prices as a result of tariff backlash.
The Trump tariffs really couldn't come at a worse time for small businesses. Certainly, there's no good time for this to come, but this moment in particular is just a very dangerous moment for prices to increase on small businesses.
Eau Claire small businesses saw record low sales this past year, Felton says, including the lowest turnout for Small Business Saturday in over a decade. Felton says the uncertainty has also made her and her husband reconsider plans of starting a family. Meanwhile, tariffs or taxes on imports are paid by businesses purchasing goods from other countries. Economists say tariffs are typically passed on to consumers of anything the U.S. imports, from electronics and home goods to gas. Economics Department Chair Thomas Kemp at UW-Eau Claire says he suspects a significant number of businesses in the state would feel the effects.
Let's say a small Wisconsin business is dependent upon a Chinese supplier for, say, machinery and equipment. That's going to impact them significantly. Or if they're a retailer that sells primarily goods and services made in China, they're going to be impacted by this.
In 2022, Wisconsin imports totaled $41 billion, the highest level recorded in state history, according to the Wisconsin Economic Development Group. The state ranks 20th nationally for imports. And finally, in this week's Democratic radio address, Governor Tony Evers and First Lady Kathy Evers encouraged people to have an honest conversation about mental health and to seek help if they're struggling.
Having open and honest conversations about mental health is so important.
Especially around the holiday season, which we know can be a difficult time for folks and families across our state.
Whether it's financial stress, food insecurity, grief, or feeling of loneliness and isolation, the holidays may be a stressful or difficult time.
But here in Wisconsin, nobody carries their burdens alone.
There are resources available if you or your loved one is struggling.
You can call or text 211 to get connected to local services in your community, including mental health support, help if you're experiencing domestic violence, utility assistance, or help finding a local food pantry.
You can also find resources and strategies to build your strength and resilience by visiting resilient.wisconsin.gov.
And as always, if you or a loved one is in a crisis, the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is available 24/7. The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is free, confidential, and available to anyone who needs it by calling or texting 988 or by visiting 988.com. Lifeline.org.
Help and hope are always available.
So check with people you care about, reach out to your friends, loved ones, and neighbors with a call or visit. A little kindness and care can go a long way.
Be sure to get plenty of rest, spend some time outside, go for a walk, and take good care.
And always, always remember that no matter what challenges you're facing, you are not alone, and it's okay to ask for help. Wisconsin, let's take good care of ourselves and each other this holiday season. Take care and be well, folks.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and his wife, Kathy, with this week's Democratic radio address. Meanwhile, in this week's Republican radio address, State Senator Van Wongard, Republican of Racine, argues the legislative session was filled with real progress and meaningful victories for our state.
As 2024 comes to a close, I want to take a moment to reflect on an incredible legislative session. One filled with real progress and meaningful victories for our state. Together, we have tackled big issues and delivered big results, with bipartisan efforts leading to some major wins for Wisconsin. On the local level, we made history by reforming the shared revenue formula that funds local governments. We secured the largest ever increase in funding to our local governments, allowing municipalities to invest in essential services like police, fire, and EMS. These investments keep our communities safe, vibrant, and thriving. Our biennial budget invested in what matters most to each Wisconsinite. We delivered record funding for K-12 education, ensuring every child has the opportunity to succeed. The largest expansion of the school choice programs in Wisconsin's history, giving parents the tools to make the best decisions for their families. And major investments in both roads and healthcare infrastructure, strengthening the backbone of our state. This is just the start. these winds are laying the groundwork for even better days ahead. As we set our sights on 2025, we have so much on the horizon. The best days for Wisconsin are still ahead, and legislative Republicans are committed to working hard to make sure every person shares in the opportunities and successes we are creating. On behalf of the entire Republican caucus, I would like to wish you and your family a safe, joyous, and Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year filled with opportunity and hope.
State Senator Van Wongard of Racine with this week's Republican radio address. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening.